Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mr. Lindsey Buckingham right there, ladies and gentlemen. One man, one voice, one guitar. You ever get a chance to watch that video? It's pretty cool. He is one heck of a guitar player, Lindsey Buckingham. He's part of Fleetwood Mac. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. By the way, that song is called Big Love, if you want to look it up on YouTube. We're having a great visit with our good friend Vicky Milazzo. Vicky's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. The author of Wicked Success is Inside Every Woman. We're talking about... by the way, she's the founder of Legal Nurse, the Vicky Milazzo Institute, which is the owner of LegalNurse.com, the website where you can go, and I encourage you to check that out as well. Vicky, thank you for all that you've done for so many women to help them. And I guess men too, right? Men are part of your Legal Nurse program too, aren't they?
Absolutely. About 5 to 6% of registered nurses are male.
That are legal experts for legal procedures, or proceedings, I should say. And you teach them how to do that through
we're the lawyer's secret weapon.
There you go. So check it out, folks. LegalNurse.com. Vicky, we're talking about leaning in for women to lean in and to claim their position in the marketplace, in the workforce, in the executive ranks. Also,
yeah,
we're talking about leaning back.
And I'm so glad that Sheryl wrote this book, because
Sheryl Sandberg, CEO
all women
of Facebook,
should read this book. They really should, if they're interested in advancing. Because I think, you know, this is a woman who has done it, and she's not a self-help writer, and I think that's why her book has gotten the attention that it's received. This is somebody who has actually gotten out there and done this thing that she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. But you say, now, don't just lean in what she should be doing, and probably is doing, but apparently what not enough other women are doing, is leaning back and being a mentor, teaching women how to speak up, teaching them the fine art of negotiating. You also say that women need to learn how to say no. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, for example...
Wait a minute, Vicky. My wife doesn't need any help with that.
Well, for example, often it's the women who volunteer to quote-unquote, man the holiday party. But you don't get credit for that. What you get credit for in a corporation is getting involved in the significant projects that basically bring revenue to the bottom line. And so women need to take a look at what men step up to and pay attention to that and get involved in the significant
and
things.
And don't stereotype yourself, probably.
And don't be the first to step up and volunteer for the stuff that's going to get absolutely no credit whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, you know, I'm just as likely to wait on the ladies in my office as they are on me, you know, and there's no stereotyping around here, and they let me know that too. They're pretty good at saying no around here. So
yeah, I think the world's changing.
Oh yeah, there's no question about that.
You know, men are changing too, and I think this is the beautiful part of it. You know, I have a husband who's very engaged. He is definitely a participant in our family life. And that's how both men and women want it today. And this is the new age for all of us.
Which brings me to something you and I were talking about off the air, and that I've talked about in the past, that I do want to get out there. And that is one of the things I'm trying to do in my ulterior motive for having these discussions about women advancement and women taking their place in the marketplace is to burst the myth, to debunk the myth that men can have it all, but women can't have it all. Because I believe, based on my own experience and the experience of a lot of other men that I know, no one, when you're trying to, if you're trying to really excel and do be all you can be in the workplace, whether you own a business or you're an executive in another company, someone else's company, no one, male or female, can have it all. What do you think, Vicky?
I agree with that. For example, one of the things I really try to mentor women on is when I hear a woman say, I'm exhausted, I'll say, well, you can afford a housekeeper.
Exactly.
And they'll go, oh, but they don't do it the way I do.
Bingo. There you go.
So,
thank you.
So we can't have it all, because where we focus is where we're going to get our results, mm-hmm. right? And that's, we make those choices all day, every
let,
day.
Let me throw something else out here, Vicki, as we wrap up, that I keep telling ladies, and I really want you to take this to heart. Men feel guilt. We're capable of feeling guilty, but we don't impose it on ourselves. Women impose guilt on themselves. That's something women, ladies, need to fix. What do you think, Vicki?
Yeah, I think some of us do. I'm probably not one of those women.
Whatever.
But you know, again, I'm here to mentor women and help right. them to get past that mentality. Well,
and I do think that's something that should be part of the discussion. Is not imposing it on yourself, because men don't do that. We don't lay it on ourselves. LegalNurse.com is the website. Also, what is the website for the book?
WickedSuccess.com.
All right, so check it out. Vicki, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you for having me.
Vicki Milazzo, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.